Welcome back to A Time for Change. If you're following the Winter Olympics, you're likely seeing a familiar face on your screen. Olympic gold medalist Lindsey Vonn is covering the games as a correspondent for NBC, trading her skis for the broadcast booth. I'd sat down and talked to Lindsey Vonn recently about diversity at the Winter Olympics and about her pivot from world-class skier to author and co-director of a new documentary about her childhood idol, skiing legend Peekaboo Street.
I mean, I met Peekaboo when I was 9 years old at an autograph standing in Minnesota, and she was really the person that inspired me to want to be an Olympian. You know, skiing wasn't on TV, and there was not a lot of tangible people that I could look up to in that way. And so Peekaboo is really the driving force of that. And, you know, to be able to co-direct with Frank Marshall and produce her documentary was such a full circle moment. And I was very honored to be able to do that project, and it's out on Peacock, so check it out. But she's such an amazing person, and I felt very lucky to be able to do that.
And diving a little bit more into the Olympics, this year the Beijing Olympics is touted to have the best gender equity of any Winter Olympics, to the tune of 45% women. Why has it taken so long?
Well, I think they need a different structure on how they're choosing the athletes. I'm incredibly excited about how many women are going to be on this Olympic team, but I think the selection process needs a bit of work. I know from the men's side, on the Alpine side, they're only taking 6 men, and they're leaving out a lot of team members that should be on the Olympic team because of this new gender equity rule, which again is great in theory, but I think there needs to be some adjusting and need to make sure it's fair all around. But I'm happy again that there's so many women on the team.
Yeah, and including equity there, you know, in terms of men and women, there's also the racial aspect of diversity. There's no secret the Winter Olympics are not very diverse. I know it took a long time for me to see someone who looked like me on the screen. And it wasn't until 2002, a Black person actually won a gold medal at the Winter Olympics. So what can be done for the games to increase their racial diversity?
I think it starts from the development phase, from, you know, junior sports, allowing access to different communities. I mean, I know skiing is such an expensive sport. It's very inaccessible. And in a lot of ways, I don't know how to change that because that's a difficult one to figure out. But I think starting from the ground up and having, you know, the Olympics or, you know, each NGB having their own, you know, program, diversity program, and giving access to different communities that don't have access. And we have a very long way to go to give that access to people who should have it.
I think one thing I really want to note is that you're actually putting in the work, right? You have the Lindsey Vonn Foundation where you give and you support women through scholarships, education, and athletics. So you talked about, obviously, you put your money where your mouth is, but why was this something important for you to make sure you're actually helping the next generation?
Well, for me, Peekaboo did so much. And honestly, it was meeting her for 90 seconds and it changed my life. So that was the premise of my foundation, is hoping that I can do the same for others and allow them access and give them, you know, encouragement and empower them to achieve their dreams. And so, you know, we've done camps across the country, Baltimore, New York, Colorado, California, Minnesota. So I'm really trying to give access and, again, empower them to accomplish whatever it is, not just in skiing, but in life, because we have sports scholarships, but we also have 50% educational-based scholarships. And I'm heavily involved in STEM programs as well, which I think are really important for the next generation.
That 90-second chance meeting really changed Lindsey Vonn's life. And it was really amazing to hear from Lindsey talking about her childhood idol, meeting her and seeing how it really changed her life. And that documentary, Peekaboo, that Lindsey Vonn co-directed, is streaming right now on Peacock in the U.S. and Olympics.com elsewhere in the world. And at last count, I saw the U.S. was right outside the top 10 for medal count. So I'm definitely looking forward to them putting in some work in the week ahead.